This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal inaugurates commercial operation of second unit of Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik chairs high-level security review meeting. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha lays foundation stone for 100-bedded district hospital in Kauai. And all state capitals in Northeast illuminated on Christmas Eve. The news in detail. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal virtually inaugurated the commercial operation of the second unit of 250 megawatts of the 2000 megawatt Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project. The project is located on the Assam-Arunachal Pradesh border. The project stands as a symbol of India's commitment to clean and sustainable energy, supporting Northeast India's growth, strengthening the national grid, and advancing India's ambitious net zero goals. The Subansiri project, with 8 units of 250 megawatts each, is expected to generate more than 7,400 million units of renewable electricity annually, contributing significantly to India's green energy future. In Manipur, the Good Governance Week campaign is being observed by organizing different activities at district levels. The campaign is observed across the country from 19th to 25th December under the theme Prashasan Gaon Ki Or. The Jiribam District Administration organized a workshop-cum-grievance redressal camp at a DC office complex as part of the campaign under the supervision of Deputy Commissioner Krishna Kumar. The camp focused on grievance redressal and delivery of services to the public on the spot under various schemes and programs. In Kakching District, a short film on the Sero Water Supply Scheme was screened, highlighting the provision of safe drinking water through the newly completed water treatment plant. District-level workshops were also organized in Churachandpur and Ferzol on various government schemes. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik chaired a high-level security review meeting at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. State Home Minister Mamas Natung, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, senior officials, representatives from the State Police, Border Roads, Assam Rifles and Central Reserve Police Force, Deputy Commissioners and Superintendents of Police of Thirap, Changlang and Longding districts participated in the meeting. Referring to the arrest of agents and highlighting the strategic importance of Arunachal Pradesh, he cautioned that external forces and elements from neighbouring states may attempt to create disturbances. He said that when Arunachal Pradesh is secure, the nation is secured. Home Minister Natung highlighted several important initiatives, including the surrender policy aimed at bringing misguided youth back into the mainstream, the implementation of the e-inner line permit system, and other measures taken to strengthen internal security and governance. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has announced the launch of an artificial intelligence and machine learning skilling program in the state following an MOU with Ranchovation Labs Private Limited, supported by IIT Delhi. The initiative will offer a 60-hour job-ready AI course for college students, graduates and youth, along with a 5-day AI Explorer boot camp for school students from classes 6 to 12. The program is scheduled to begin from the 12th of January 2026. Nagaland's Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak paid tributes to farmers for their tireless dedication in ensuring food security and sustaining lives. On the occasion of National Farmers' Day yesterday, Ms. Konyak said, "The hard work and resilience of farmers continue to nurture the soil and strengthen the country." National Farmers' Day is being observed across the country, honouring the invaluable contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. The day marks the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Chaudhary Charan Singh, renowned for his deep understanding of rural issues and commitment to farmers' welfare. Indian Council of Agricultural Research, Krishi Vigyan Kendra, East Sikkim, in collaboration with ICAR Research Complex for Northeastern Hill Region, organized Kisan Diwas and National Mushroom Day at Namin Samlik Marchak Gram Panchayat Unit in Gangtok District. Altogether, 48 farmers comprising 27 men and 21 women from Namin and Samlik villages attended the Farmers' Day function. Union Minister of Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan, through a live telecast, addressed the nation, briefing participants on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025. The bill aims to strengthen rural income security by providing 125 days of guaranteed wage employment per household, along with the creation of water security, assets, road connectivity, and livelihood-related infrastructure. Sikkim Chief Secretary Ravindra Telang called on Governor Om Prakash Mathur at Lok Bhavan yesterday to discuss developmental progress. The governor emphasized on timely implementation of central government schemes to ensure Sikkim's continued progress. Mr. Mathur highlighted the importance of infrastructure development, particularly in road connectivity, digital connectivity, which are vital for Sikkim's growth. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday laid foundation stone, performed Bhumi Pujan and unveiled the plaques for a new 100-bedded district hospital and a 50-bedded de-addiction and rehabilitation centre at Dhalabil in Khwai district. He also virtually inaugurated 8 more projects, including newly constructed government residential quarters, installation of the statue of Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, inauguration of a park, among others. The Chief Minister said that the state budget in the previous financial year stood at 27,000 crore rupees, which has been increased to 32,000 crore rupees for the 2025-26 financial year. He said that the enhanced budget allocation has been made primarily to improve the quality of infrastructure across the state. Highlighting Tripura's development initiatives, he said that it is the only state where an e-office system at the three-tier panchayat level has been introduced to facilitate smoother functioning of Panchayati Raj institutions. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu yesterday said that the central government has laid greater emphasis on segregation and processing of waste materials to reduce soil and atmospheric pollution. The governor inspected the waste processing centre operated by the Agartala Municipal Corporation at Devendra Nagar. He stressed the need to increase the pace of waste collection and processing by handling larger quantities of waste. Describing Agartala as a beautiful city, the governor said that the waste collection and processing must be carried out in a proper and systematic manner to maintain its cleanliness. Tripura Panchayat Minister Kishore Barman has said that the Panchayat Department has laid special emphasis on skill development and employment generation for citizens in rural areas. He also stated that the central government's new law, G Ram G replacing MG Narega, will play a crucial role in creating rural employment and preventing financial irregularities. Under this initiative, the central government has earmarked nearly 1.5 lakh crore rupees with an allocation of 1 crore for the development of each Gram Panchayat across the country. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar yesterday visited the Cathedral Church at Lightmukra to extend Christmas greetings to the Christian community of the state. During the visit, the church choir presented Christmas hymns and songs. The Catholic Association of Shillong thanked the governor for visiting the church and for extending his best wishes to the entire Christian community of Meghalaya. The governor praised the church and appreciated the choir members for their performance. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday spread Christmas cheer at Thura Market with a series of spontaneous humanitarian gestures that touched many. Arriving without official protocol, the Chief Minister interacted freely with vendors and shoppers, extending festive greetings, and during the visit assisted several specially abled individuals. Mr. Sangma spent time speaking with visually impaired persons, listening to their concerns, and offering words of encouragement. All state capitals in the Northeast have been illuminated in festive splendor on Christmas Eve. Streets, markets, and landmarks have been transformed into dazzling spectacles of light and color. Police Bazaar Khandailad in Shillong, the scenic Thura supermarket, churches, and public places are decorated with Christmas trees. And before we wind up, a quick look at the headlines. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal inaugurates commercial operation of second unit of Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik chairs high-level security review meeting. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha lays foundation stone for 100-bedded hospital in Khwai. And all state capitals in Northeast illuminated on Christmas Eve. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.